Looking to save on your AT&T wireless bill? Introducing Xfinity Mobile. Where mobile and internet work as one and 90% of AT&T customers can save with Xfinity Mobile. You can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet at no extra cost. So all you pay is for data. Call 1-800-XFINITY and sign up for Xfinity internet today and get download speed up to 75 megabits per second. Plus, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Get fast speeds at home with Xfinity Internet and stay connected on the go with Xfinity Mobile. Get up to 75 megabits per second when you bundle Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months with blast speed included and a one-year agreement. Plus, ask about Xfinity Mobile and see how 90% of customers can save over AT&T Wireless. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and get this great offer. Requires enrollment to EcoBill and AutoPay. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. New Internet Plus with upgrade to blast Internet customers only. Not available in all areas. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Compares regular monthly service charges for Comcast and AT&T published rates. Actual savings vary.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent estate advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Miles drives one in the air. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Facing of the second deck, Javier Baez. What a blast!
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Individual tickets go on sale this Friday at 11 for the defending Central Division champion Chicago Wolves through Ticketmaster and at the Allstate Arena box office. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for the complete schedule. The Cubs head into tonight at the top of the NL Central by a game and a half. They'll play game two of their series against Cincinnati tonight. Manager Joe Maddon visiting Spiegel and Parkins today. He talked about the mental and physical grind of a 162-game season.
Yeah, listen, it's getting out of hand what we do in Major League Baseball. We play 162 games. You have 40 games in spring training. You're there since February, and then you got to come out like on August 15th and be there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I think that's nuts, actually. There's no work they could do right now that's really going to be beneficial that they haven't done over the last several months.
Tonight, Kyle Hendricks and Luis Castillo will be on the mound for their respective teams. Pre-game with Mark Gerdy gets underway tonight at 6:30. White Sox had the day off yesterday, but tonight they'll have a tough one as they head out west to visit the Dodgers. Miguel Gonzalez will take on Alex Wood. First pitch tonight at 9:10. Sox activated Dylan Covey today. The right-hander will replace the recently traded Tyler Clippard on the roster. Elsewhere in MLB, John Heyman says the Astros and Tigers are in talks regarding Justin Verlander. Giancarlo Stanton and his massive contract have reportedly cleared waivers. The Bears broke training camp in Bourbonnais yesterday. Offensive lineman Kyle Long was tossed from practice by head coach John Fox for starting a couple of fights with his teammates.
You know, there's a certain standard we have, and, something we weren't very pleased with. I haven't had a chance to visit with him, but, something that we'll handle internally.
Cornerback Prince Amukamara suffering an undisclosed injury. Bears play in Arizona for preseason game number two on Saturday night. Former Bears quarterback Jay Cutler will play for the first time this season on Thursday when the Dolphins host Baltimore. And the NBA released its entire schedule yesterday. The Bulls open up the season on October 19th in Toronto. They have just one national TV game all year. That's on February 9th when Jimmy Butler and Tom Thibodeau return to the United Center on ESPN. This scoreboard update is sponsored by LifeLock. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com today. At Jimmy John's, they spend 6 hours slicing and baking to get you fresh, all-natural meats along with locally purchased hand-sliced produce. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meat. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Reds at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
Hey, Julie DeCaro, thank you so much.
Julie. Hey, Julie DeCaro,
Julie.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Welcome back to 1994 Score. Fritzy's night on the town will be
finally
next.
Fit in.
I love her.
I remember back in the day where North used to do Adopt a Pet before, like, the final segment before the next show would come on, specifically to anger the next show as, like, not having a real good lead-in, like a tune-out lead-in. It was so catty.
Now people
then.
Just break for 9 minutes. Thank you to Julie DeCaro, and thank you to Kevin Zipak, who had our updates.
It's not even Friday, and the savagery is out.
Thank you to our guests today on
like
the show.
I like this kind of party. You know me.
I know you do. Singletary. Mike Lombardi was on the show.
Was he?
Yeah, enjoyed him today. Joe Madden on the show. Some conversation
did
took place.
Did you enjoy him today?
I did. I always do. You're good. Tomorrow on the show, Chris Sims will talk quarterbacking with us, and that's a brand new Notre Dame studio analyst is Chris Sims. Won't ask him about all sorts of stuff. Mike Florio will be on the show from ProFootballTalk.com. And Thomas Ian Nicholas is tomorrow?
Is that three different guys you're going to have on?
All three of them.
I'm learning about all of this the same time you are, Jay. I don't know what's going on here.
That's rookie of the year.
It's weird.
Oh, that's Henry Roengartner.
I
did know about that.
Rookie of the year.
Okay.
I've never seen that.
Flip that back one more time. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp are fine producers. Ray Diaz does great work. Thank you. Ray, Brian Gertz did the video stream for Facebook Live, live from over there at the Blue Cross Blue Shield studio. Marshawn Robinson is our fine engineer, and Rich Wyatt helped us out as well. Thank you to everybody, and here they are if you haven't figured that part out. Bernstein and Goff. Hello, man.
Hello. So glad you asked Joe about the 3-4 defense, because it's really, it's top of mind for me about when eventually there won't be basemen. When eventually, like other sports, like football and like certainly like basketball.
It's happening, isn't it?
It is. But it's getting increasingly difficult to use some of the defensive metrics to say, well, relative to other second basemen or relative to other third basemen, with guys like Bryant and Wilson Contreras and Javier Baez. But I believe in our lifetimes, there's going to be a time where your defense is just positioned based on how many outs there are, where runners are, and what likelihoods
and
are.
And daring a guy to hit it to that side if you can.
Right. Yeah, making sure you're covered if you have to be.
And right
if
now,
if there's a tag that has to be made, somebody will get there, but you're going to have hybrid everything.
You're going to have some real athletes out there. Like, I mean, you got a bunch of them now with the 26 and under crowd that's in baseball.
Right, but just like
players are younger than ever.
Old guys are going to have to stay a little bit more in shape than ever if they're chasing bases.
You're talking about the Dion Buchanans of MLB,
just
right?
Saying,
somebody to be that hybrid, to be your monster infielder who goes side to side.
Sure, right. look at basketball. Now they say 13. So I even read 15 positions now analytically.
Yeah.
So the different, you know, rim protector, rim runner,
three and D guys,
three and D corner shooter spread. That maybe baseball at some point we're just cleaving to this idea of you stand here regardless of situation.
It's the fact that the sport starts the game with a guy and says go until you're tired. I mean that.
Think about that. Right.
How much you got left? Right? I don't skip that. It's like, you know what? But talk to me in 2 hours when you're tired. Other than that, work your way through it.
Yeah, you're the go until you're tired guy.
What's so funny is, like, you know, when people would write or talk about why they love the game a couple of decades ago or even 10 years ago, they'd say, and where the positions are, it's still where they are today.
Right.
Just like Abner Doubleday or Alexander Cartwright designed it, it's still where they are. No, it is not.
Well, the bases will still be in the same place, right? And you'll always have a pitcher and you'll always have a catcher, and I would imagine you'll always have a first baseman.
And that's true.
The number of plays that happen at that base.
And but your first baseman might be able to range so much further now.
Well, but 90 feet still
playing
makes
guys
sense.
In foul territory.
And 60 feet, 6 inches still makes sense. But everything else is going to change. Don't you think hitters, too, by the way, we're seeing guys who've been trained their whole lives to hit a certain way have to adjust now. But just like Madden mentioned, guys will start coming up in the minors and they'll reach AA and they'll say, learn to go oppo against the shift.
Rizzo's first plate appearance last night. I mean, that B-hack, just flicking that ball where mm-hmm. and that's a guy
who does it all the time.
That's a guy who turns and burns and did later. Oh, he hit one 450 feet later, but just
and his counterpart, same guy, Joey Votto, two strikes, choking up on the bat.
I mean, that was good stuff with you guys and Casper yesterday on Votto and the idea of Hall of Fame player, because mm-hmm. I absolutely thought he's a Hall of Famer, right? The talent, but then your point of he's actually not there yet.
Stretch it out a little bit more.
But I never do that argument of like if his career ended today, would he be in the Hall of Fame, because barring a bus accident or something.
There's a few guys that you can only do that with. Guys like Mike Trout, maybe.
And now that Jim Rice is in, I mean,
Well, I'm talking about the younger dudes.
Yeah, right. Sorry. What? I don't want to trigger you.
You'd be smirched, Jim Rice.
It's trouble. It's a trigger for you.
But the NFL is facing that because Terrell Davis. Right? The NFL is facing that.
Yeah. It hadn't happened since Gale Sayers, and everybody was like, of course, Gale Sayers. Now with Terrell Davis, there's a lot of running backs who, not even just running backs, you got linebackers who play for 5 or 6 years, 7 years, and have terrific careers, but have to go away because of injury.
Or, by choice, maybe if you lower that threshold, you're saving brains.
They're not thinking about that.
I'm just saying, but maybe they're not thinking about it. But maybe
because
somebody,
usually you leave that early because you had a bad injury,
sure,
and you've been hit in the head a lot of times.
Maybe somebody wants to hang on for Hall of Fame longevity and realizes, hey, I'm good.
Some dude's hanging on for checks, though. The NFL is a different animal. Guys hang on for checks.
Yeah, it's probably
true. Guys hang on to get those checks, and they think the first 6 years of their career that going to get old and money's always going to be there. And year 6 through 11, those are check years.
We're already talking about the longevity of Ezekiel Elliott. Yeah. Or here's Le'Veon Bell trying to get paid now because he's going to be driven into the ground in a couple of years.
Le'Veon Bell's argument is fun, too. It's like, pay me and a franchise tag as a running back, averaged with a number two wide receiver. He's like, because that's what I am.
Jimmy Graham tried it, and Jimmy Graham had all the wherewithal in the world to do it, and the evidence of lining
multiple
up
multiple positions,
lining up as a wide receiver as many times as he did. So, yeah, listen.
He was like, I know I'm not Antonio Brown,
right,
but I'm more than your franchise running back.
That's going to be the baseball issue, too. You don't think that Scott Boras and his guys are already looking at ways to find premium pay based on versatility?
Oh, yeah. When Bryce Harper becomes a guy who moves from right field to left field per batter to utilize his arm best, Boras will say, look, I got a guy who's multiple positions.
As you should. As you should. I mean, the owners are the people that are cutting the biggest checks. That means they're getting bigger checks. I've always been a player's guy.
Of course.
I will always remain that. It has amazed me that, especially in this city, how it has changed from the time I was a kid to where I am now, where guys are now on the side of ownership more than they have ever been, especially
because this is a great union city and a great labor city.
But the problem for me is that this was the city where everyone talked about how cheap the owners were. And of course, you got a couple of guys who are still of that ilk. But now it's the investment in the team is kind of been veiled in the rooting for the ownership instead of the player. It's my team. I'm loyal to my team.
But don't you think
so? Therefore, I'm loyal to an owner who's trying to get the most out of each guy on that roster.
But don't you think there's a judgment now based on how the owner acts? Now that we've seen the rich hobbyists.
Of course.
You've seen Ricketts actually doing this, or you've seen Reinsdorf go towards the family business side of it even more
spectrum.
We've seen one Wirtz take over from another, and now there's a level of trust for owners that deserve it.
And you still got a team that's playing on Lakeshore Drive that hasn't won anything in 31 years. That's the other thing, too. I mean, you may be a Cubs fan, you may be a Sox fan, you may hate the Bulls, you may hate the Blackhawks, but everybody in this city watches the Bears and loves the Bears, and that's the team that has taken the longest to win something.
But doesn't love watching the Bears.
Yeah.
that might be true.
I'm going to say something. Those first 5 minutes, 12:02 to like 12:10 on a Sunday, I'm ready to
You're
rock.
Still there,
you can't
yeah.
tell me anything. I know what I watched
You're
last
still
week.
Hoping for
You're
it.
You're damn right. I am punching things and warming up things in the microwave. I'm yelling at people. And then I settle in. But come on, there really is no better time than kickoff.
Oh, it's the greatest.
Sunday.
I will say this.
I'm sorry, Speaks.
I'm right there with you.
Speaking as somebody my age, there was a period
to speak
there was a period of time for us being young, when I was young, timing up with the Bears dynastic or near dynastic time.
Did you get the coach's show in there?
There was nothing better than looking forward to the next Bears game.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the day. I mean, Sundays were great, and you do the Ditka show, yes. And then the NFL Today is on.
Do you know, but how, it was, you know how Patriots fans feel? Yes. Every freaking year they're looking forward to it. Every week.
I can't speak to that.
My college buddies, they get together at one guy's house every single week.
There's something special about having taken the kick in the face for 30 years and still coming back for more.
But it wasn't the
Cubs thing that you talked about with the specialty of not winning for all those
years. Yeah, but baseball's different. There's a game every day. It was the rhythm of the anticipation of the week, but knowing like the Bears game would end. You're like, ooh, who's next?
Detroit's gladiators are coming here to fight against my gladiators.
And now
it's
different.
Kind of thing.
Like the Red Zone channel right at noon, Jay, when they're showing you all nine games are getting ready for kickoff
talk about noon, that's what I'm
thinking
about.
You're moving tables with your pelvis. It's an extraordinary moment.
iPad is open. Right. The phone is open.
Don't give me that Sunday night game, too, because then I can mess around and not watch or watch, depending on where I am in the season. First 5 weeks, there's a Sunday night Bears game or a 3:15 Bears game. Oh, yeah. You have given me everything that I need. I can watch or not watch all at the same time.
It's Jacksonville. Against the Titans.
Run that because I got Keenan McCardell on my fantasy team or something like that. Right. We'll run that every time.
Did you buy him at the auction?
Yes. Dude, oh my God. Dan, I was ready to go in. Did you see this? The ESPN thing?
I saw it referenced.
The day after.
I thought it was a bit.
It's an auction draft.
The day after white people and like black people are as angry as they have been in a long time, ESPN's like, hey, who would like to auction off Negroes at around 6 o'clock today? So the issue for me is I stopped tweeting because I was like, I got an auction draft on a 27.
Yeah, right.
First time I did it,
you actually want information.
I kind of felt weird about the first auction draft that I did last year because I was like, fellas, I just paid $85 for Julio Jones, and I felt bad about doing so. I don't know.
Look at those thighs.
real deal. Like you're checking his mouth and his teeth, and it is weird. But we've succumbed to the weird though in that way.
Exactly. So I didn't see the bit. Yeah, I didn't see the sketch or whatever. So I'm sure that visually, optically,
like Odell Beckham's face on it, and you go like this, and yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's really weird. Yeah. But we've had the conversation though of
they didn't have like Larry the Cable Guy doing it Foxworthy.
We've had the conversation in transition of how actual drafts are the most unfair.
Oh, dude, the combine. To the word,
and the combine is visually uncomfortable with these guys walking across the stage in their underwear, of course.
Yeah.
But the idea of an auction actually would be more fair. Like if you could bid on Sam Darnold coming out of USC, right? That would be more fair as a way for these guys to go to an NFL team.
I just
don't. I'm with you. Visually.
No, I'm not saying that you. I'm not saying that you're all for it. And
No.
That rolls into another thing. And Danny's all for every kind of auction after that.
I'm not
saying that.
I'm not
but
at all.
But it just, you know, man. Like just watching.
Danny
dudes.
Bought both pouncies for the price
of
one.
I'm sure he did.
It's a bold programming choice. They're what filling 27 hours
you
of just, fantasy.
But that's the thing, though. You got in that production like, meeting. You got to be like, hey, y'all, let's wait a couple of weeks if we're going to do this.
It's also like hearing the auctioneer when you have the quote unquote professional auctioneer who's doing the patter like he's selling pork bellies.
Did they really?
That's weird.
Weird. It was the auctioneer doing the bit.
Yes.
That is really weird. Like, I can't defend that.
12 Years a Slave, Birth of a Nation, Amistad all came rushing into my head. I'm sitting there, and I didn't watch it live. Somebody tweeted it at me like,
this guy is of good stock and has all his teeth.
For some reason. Like,
now I'm thinking about like African names that might have come up
in there. Well, with Tannehill, like the 83 Nation people are just swamping him every single day, giving him 83 stuff. Like yesterday, apparently, was Black Day for me. So every one of the
followers. Happy Black Day, by the way. I'm sorry, belatedly.
Every one of the followers out there were like, Goff, did you see this black thing? And I'm like, hey, man, I'm trying to chill right now. It's 6 o'clock. We got that over at 120. It's all good.
I have a black thought for you.
Yeah, and then that comes in my timeline. And I watch it for like 20 seconds. And I'm like, these mother. And I'm like, wait a minute. The 27th. I think I may go David Johnson for $90. You know what I'm saying?
That's not that price.
I had to break up. I had to be like, are you now the man golf? Like, is this the turn that they've been waiting for? Like, it was just super weird. I got to actually talk to my boys about that. I'm like, y'all want to do an auction draft? I'm sure all 12 of them will be like, hell yeah.
Of course.
We don't give a damn what's going on in the country. Screw kids who can't read and oppression. I want Le'Veon Bell. I want Ezekiel Elliott on the cheap. Like, that still will happen because the NFL has our souls.
Well, exactly, because we can be appalled, right? Oh, man, these guys are killing themselves early for our entertainment.
But noon is still the coolest time of our week.
Yes. I know that they are.
It is.
Right, yeah.
But I still watch.
As long as
it.
They know that they are, we're
and
all good.
And it's so bad, because I'm gonna say something I probably shouldn't say. The level of sadness when I see guys go down with concussions has lessened for me, because we all knew what it was when we were kids. When I used to see Don Beebe get his ass knocked out cold, that's the first time I ever saw concussion arms. And I said it was that when I was a kid. I'm like, man, he's got the arms when you get a concussion, and the jousting response. Or
but you're saying
now
that information is out there and people know and they're making the choice.
I don't even know what it is in my head that's happening. What I'm going through is when I see it happen, like, oh yeah, that dude's donezo. And then I move on to the next play. Like, when I saw,
you know, he suffered a traumatic brain injury, and you're like, okay, who's man up?
Colt McCoy was Thursday Night Football. That was Pittsburgh versus Cleveland, and that man
Case Keenum
knocked silly.
I remember that.
And I watched it, and nobody's like, the referee's like, all right, son, I'll help you back to your huddle.
Right.
And everybody's just sitting there talking. I'm like, that dude's dead for 2 seconds. And now I watch it, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the wiring is and all the information that I've consumed, but I watch it and I go, damn.
See, this is,
that just happened.
That's why I have a hard time getting angry. Like, people have gotten angry at Chris Collinsworth or something. Like, in the middle of a game, if somebody will say, hey, that's a snot bubbler. Or, boy, oh, look, he took the hit. That's what the game is, and we still know it.
They don't even describe him that much anymore. They say it, but they don't say it. You got to read between the lines, like, oh, boy, that's not a good one, or that's bad. Whereas back in the day, it was like, oh, he got his bell rung.
Yeah.
And the 12 replays of it.
Oh, he's just got a stinger.
And John Madden showing you where he urinated on himself, like, with the telestrator. Like, things, that doesn't happen anymore.
Right here is where he lost 2 decades at the end of his life.
You're right. He won't know his daughter after this play. And it's like, now know what it is. Yeah, you can laugh.
I'm going to go back and look at a Steelers game or something. Matt will be like, yeah, and then Mike Webster ends up in a car because of this play right here.
Let me tell you right here. Look at this. This is why he was peeing in the oven and brushing his teeth with super glue. That's what we call that kind of hit.
Brought to you by Coors Light.
Exactly. Exactly. Bring on whichever country singer has the theme song. Get me ready. Get to kick off. And
fly the F-16s.
Hey, man.
Whichever Hank is available.
I'm about to say, bring Hank back through, because Hank's got a little cloud cover now. He's like, hey, man, I'm not as bad as these dudes. So, it's a national holiday every week, and now they've given it to you 4 times a week, and then you fill in with the kids who won't be much and are killing themselves the same way on a Tuesday or a Thursday. This is what it is. Like, we're watching the same things that many, you know, probably ancient times had before. There are sports that killed people, and people continued to watch.
The only difference
is that, the only difference is they actually did die as you watched it.
Yeah.
Right there, right in front of you.
I'm surprised we haven't seen a death in, like, forever.
Since Chuck Moore, right? Since it happened in front of a phone.
Like, think about how long people have been playing football, and we haven't seen somebody die on the field yet.
Johnny Knox almost did.
Well, yeah, but I understand, and that was bad. And
there's been paralysis, obviously.
Yes, but think about the men that are playing that game and how big they are, and
bigger,
how fast
faster,
they
stronger.
Are, and no one has died yet. That's amazing to me.
Dave Revson's excellent book about college football back in the pre-1900 days is fascinating, because
they were abolitionists,
filled with deaths, filled with them. And then Teddy Roosevelt enacted legislation that completely changed the game because of deaths at the time. And it's like all the issues back then with football are these same freaking issues with football now. It's crazy, don't you? So we'll still be struggling with it on some level in a couple of decades.
I have to tell you, I think it's more amazing how few deaths there are in auto racing. That's what I find astonishing.
But you got skill. Like, with football,
that's where the technology has stepped up, though, right?
But look at the speeds.
I'm with you. I mean,
they're driving tiny pieces of metal on fire and flips over.
But you got skilled drivers doing this. With football, You can, the 320 pound dude has the same intention as the 200 pound dude. He's got different armor. He's got different tools. Exactly. Different, Like I fall on you a different way than a guy is 295 pounds. We've seen more boxing deaths than we have football deaths, right?
Yeah, but you get clipped and you're spinning out of control. The quality of the driver doesn't matter anymore. It's, and then
Breakaway nets. And
The immovable object is the wall.
But what they've done with these and
the fences are different now, though, right?
The walls are
once
different.
Once you get airborne,
the Dale Earnhardt, the
Hans device.
But
it isn't just that; it's those flaps that come out of the cars to keep them from pinwheeling, to keep them from flipping over. I mean, the study, the actual aerodynamics of it, the quality of the engineering. Is remarkable.
I'm with you. Those crashes are ridiculous to watch. And then they're like, he walked away with a scratch on his arm.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
What?
Huh?
Yeah. How is that possible?
And then he breaks his fist fighting the guy the next week.
Exactly.
Things work out that way.
America.
All right. What do we got today? We got Matt Miller.
Our guys. We're starting with our football guys. We're getting into our routine. Nice. Matt Miller at 3. Hub is ours today at 5.
All right. And you got in other news, and it's on, and all the other silliness that happens during the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Yeah, we'll get some baseball stuff, too, we'll get into.
Sounded good today, and the studio is always beautiful on the live.
It was fun.
It's fun to do over there. It's for sure. And a nice, happy crowd, excited to be there. And
definitely.
Great food from Texas Day Brazil. Is it all gone?
I think so.
I'm going to go find out.
Did they bring those little pork sausages again? Whatever those are. Oh, yes. Those phenomenal.
Ridiculous.
Oh, there's really not a bad pork sausage, is there?
No, it's hard to go wrong with an encased meat made of pork.
Let's let these guys go have some sausage.
Have a good show. It's Bernstein Golf on the Score.
Goodbye, Felicia.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs 3 times a week on the Score.
It'll be very fascinating to see what the market will be for Jake in the offseason, and we'll see how the postseason run, if the Cubs make it, will go for him. I expect him to cash in for sure.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. You can bet that the NFL's 32 owners and Commissioner Roger Goodell are sweating a few bullets right now. After Seattle's Michael Bennett and Oakland's Marshawn Lynch sat out the national anthem prior to exhibition games this past weekend, Bennett and Lynch are both stars. If, as Giants owner John Mara said this offseason of Colin Kaepernick, their decision to not stand offends season ticket holders, there's little a team can do. They aren't going to cut or bench either player. They can't use the excuse that the anti-Kaepernick faction is using that he's just not good enough to play in the league. After the events in Charlottesville on Friday, racial tensions are high everywhere, and what must concern the owners is that others will follow Bennett and Lynch's example. This isn't an easy issue, because emotions are on a razor's edge on both sides. It isn't likely to change anytime soon. I'm John Feinstein.
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs. Almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, lease a new 2017 Ford Focus for $179 per month for 36 months with 2019 due at signing. First month's payment due at signing, $0 security deposit. taxes and fees extra, or get 0% APR for 72 months and $1,000 trade assistance.
I played in the Fall Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and dock fees. All Ford rebates incentives apply. Must qualify. 0% APR for 72 months equals $1,388 per $1,000 financed. See dealer for details. Offers expire 8/31/17.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
The big event is here at Canals Auto Park. 2 days only this Friday and Saturday. Look, shop, buy, or lease your favorite BMW, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Mini, Hyundai, and Sprinter. Thousands of the newest vehicles, each one featuring the absolute lowest price ever offered by Canals. The big event is here at Canals Auto Park. BMW, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Mini, Hyundai, and Sprinter. Coupes, sedans, convertibles, SUVs, and vans, exceptionally priced and ready for on-the-spot delivery. No haggling, no negotiation. All vehicles clearly marked for immediate sale. Bring your trade-in, bring your title, and get ready to drive home your new car at a price you'll only find at the big event. This Friday and Saturday only. Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. 847-234-2800. Canals.com.
Ready? Okay.
We've got paper. Yes, we do. Lined rolled notebooks, pencils, glue. We got crayons, every hue. School supplies for your whole crew.
Target's got everything you need to ready, set, go back to school.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mitch Trubisky, you balance like competition. You want that job and then your relationship with the other guys.
I think it's just being respectful and being a professional. I mean, that's just how I carry myself. I'm never going to cross the line. It's all in the nature of competition.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
It's 1:32 in the Chicago Wolves Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Individual tickets go on sale this Friday at 11 for defending Central Division champion Chicago Wolves through Ticketmaster and at the Allstate Arena box office. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for the complete schedule. Cubs looking to take two in a row from Cincinnati after a 15-5 beatdown of the Reds last night. That win allowed the Cubs to pick up half a game on idle St. Louis and Milwaukee. Joe Maddon visited with Spiegel and Parkins today, said that despite the Cubs' struggles this season, he hasn't changed his approach to managing the team.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously the buck does stop there all the time. And again, I can't really, I have my conversations daily. So if you'd like what's happened over the last 2 years, it's happening again this year.
Tonight, Kyle Hendricks and Luis Castillo will face off. Pregame with Mark Gurdy gets underway tonight at 6:30. Cubs saying today that shortstop Addison Russell, on the disabled list since August 3rd with a right foot strain, is not close to returning. White Sox were off last night. Tough matchup tonight as they head out to L.A. Miguel Gonzalez will take on Alex Wood. First pitch at 9:10. Sox also activated Dylan Covey today. The right-hander will replace the recently traded Tyler Clippard on the roster. In football, the Bears said goodbye to Bourbonnais yesterday. Until next year, they broke training camp and will practice at Hallis Hall as the season approaches. Cornerback Prince Amukamara suffered an undisclosed injury. Bears play in Arizona for preseason game number 2 on Saturday. And Jay Cutler will play for the first time this year on Thursday night when the Dolphins host Baltimore. Hurry into AutoZone for hot deals on the parts and supplies you need. Right now, get a $20 AutoZone gift card by mail and rebate when you buy select automotive batteries. Restrictions and details apply. Limit 2. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home and the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Reds at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
The whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
Hi, I'm Greg Webb. If you're looking for a reliable and affordable used vehicle, check out a Web Gem at Packy Webb Ford. View our large Web Gem inventory at Ogden and Finley and Downers Grove or at PackyWebbFord.com.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
We've got stuff and things between now and 6. A lot to do today. Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout will join us at 3. We're starting in with our regular football hits. This means football season is upon us. In other news at 4, Hub Arkish is ours today. His first Tuesday shot with us is, today's Tuesday, right? Is that right? I think yeah. It's at 5 o'clock, and he's going to be yours tomorrow. He'll take your phone calls tomorrow at 5. We'll do It's On at 5:30. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR. The Score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. We are also on the web, BernsteinandGoffShow.com. That's where you find podcasts. Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. Facebook, too. It was quite a thing yesterday. Ooh, wow. Yeah. And during the show, after the show, all the way on.
I'm not going to return until you guys start talking about sports.
This Colin Kaepernick and NFL stuff doesn't count. That's not sports. Wait a second.
Yeah. You guys talk too much basketball, especially you, Goff. I hate basketball.
I went to a little basketball today, actually. We'll get to that, because yesterday was just absolutely wearying.
Go Hawks!
Look at my fish! Facebook, the 670 The Score page. You like that page, and then you can interact with the show and the station. There is also Facebook Live. The video stream is there, and at Watch 670 The Score, brought to you by American Needle, the lovely merchandise that you see arrayed in front of you here, and that is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Earlier today, Al Wheeler auctioning off Antonio Brown.
Next up for auction, we got Antonio Brown. Do I hear $20? $20, $1, $2, $3, $4, $5, $45. We all learn all done. Sold $44 to the man up front, the crazy man, wild man.
Yeah. I realized
he was kind of into like a Pentecostal speaking in tongues thing right? That was like that one that YouTube pastor was like blah 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 blah. It's the power of the Holy Spirit coming through me. And he falls back into the crowd,
or he touches someone's head and makes you walk again. Yeah, man.
Could you walk before? Yeah, but I could walk again.
I found out that I
walked here.
I was the man yesterday because I was like, that's crazy. That's tone deaf. And I can do that on the 27th with all my friends.
I will be participating in one of those things, you thought. Man.
the executive producer, Nick Shepkowski.
Next on the auction box, we got Odell Beckham Jr. Buy $15. $15, then we get a $15, $16, $17, then we get a $15, now $19, going to be $20, $21, going to be $2, $3, $24, bid $5, $6, $7, $27, $28, then we get a bid $9, bid $9, going to be $30, bid $1, $31, then we get a bid $31, one, then we get a bid $30, bid $1, $2, $2, $3, $34, y'all are all done. Sold $34 to Shiny Top, $34.
Yeah, you just hear somebody in the background like, he dances way too much for me. I don't like mine dancing.
Why does
and happy?
I understand the tradition of auctioneering. Now, just if I may.
Okay.
You're
gonna have like five dudes who's the auction cars in a row or something like that.
I do a lot of it. And have done of auctioneering.
Selling black guys?
Of charity auctions.
No, I know, I'm just messing with
you. I have over low these many years literally raised I haven't added it up.
Here come the sledgehammer.
But it's got to, I mean, it's
give it to
me. At least seven figures.
Let's go.
For various area
stun
charities.
Stun on them.
And I enjoy it. I have a great time.
Damn right. It's for the kids.
I have never, and I always tell, if I have been to a gala where they have spent $2,500 for one of these gobble-mouth goobers, I always say, don't spend that money. I will do it for free. I would rather try to, and I said, I have a connection to your charity. I'm happy to do this. I would rather you apply that money to the charity, and I promise you, if I don't raise just as much money, fire me. Don't have me back. And if you think it's worth it to spend on that guy because he makes it, they fly
he
these
makes
guys
it feel
in.
Like it's...
But that's not what connects with people at charity.
I'm with you.
I don't understand why they need the giggity, 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 giggity. Just
all of a sudden, Quagmire's. Now that's the auction I want to go to.
I just don't get it. The tradition.
I watch every once in a while.
Does that make something more valuable?
I watch every once in a while. I believe it's on NBC Sports Network, like early on Saturdays or Sunday mornings where they have the car shows. I forget the name of the
program.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, but they come out on the red carpet and they roll the car so to make sure you're not getting miles on it. And they have the same dudes just doing it, selling like a 74 Porsche for whatever amount of money. Yeah, I don't get it either. It's just one of those things. Just because it's been done, it continues to be done. I don't know. I mean, maybe if you got a guy like that, he's revving up your... Maybe there's something psychologically that, you know, that goes off. All of a sudden, Scott Farrell is doing it. Right, shot in the beer, shot in the beer, shot in the beer.
44. But like, it's just because another thing, it's sort of like baseball positions, because that's the way it's always been done. Praise Jesus, I sold.
Yeah, Barrett Jackson Car Show. That's what it is. Every once in a while, I'll stop. That's the TV show that I stop on, and I'm like, why is it still on my TV? Like, why can't I change this right now? That car's
yeah, that's
so
like
shiny.
Me, that's like me with the copper pens. Like,
there it is. Right,
it's a pineapple upside down cake. It came right out.
I should have changed this 10 minutes ago. But
just put it. It's full of thumbtacks and it didn't scratch.
Have you seen the air fryer?
The hair fryer?
No, the air fryer.
Ow.
You can fry things without using the oil and all that other stuff.
You know what? Tony Subs was way ahead of the game with that. 30 years ago, Tony Subs on Waukegan Road got an air fryer.
Okay,
and they
so
did
you do
it
know.
In like a minimal amount of oil.
I didn't know about this.
And they tried to, it was, I guess, pioneered with airlines. It started out the back when airline food was makes much sense. Fancier. They invented this thing so they could have fried food quality without boiling oil on a plane.
Right.
And
right.
That's what they had these small things that would do that.
I got a buddy of mine who does like wings and all those things, and he's like, same taste, same everything.
I'll never forget it. It used to be called Anthony's Beef Inn, and then it became Tony's Subs, and the guy there, they said they have French fries, and they were, and he used, I don't know if they still do, but at one point he had the first air fryer I'd ever seen in my life. But I have not seen the infomercial. By the way, on the board today, we should also mention our other producers, Anthony Gill.
Auction drafts are fun.
Not really. Well, but kind of.
Fantasy, I guess, yeah. All right, so before we do anything serious.
Yes.
You mentioned false equivalencies yesterday.
Yes.
I have been tweeted by five different guys who all are very, very particular, I should say, in their views and their timelines. Some very odd things actually being said about people on this show and how they feel about where the score is going all of a sudden. Five, you know where I'm going.
I've been following you on Twitter. Yeah, this has been hysterical.
Five different dudes. And the one guy I engage with, the other four, they've all been muted, and they will continue to be muted. Apparently, the fight at the United Center, I believe it was yesterday. I didn't even know about it until these young men, or old men, whatever they are, brought it to my attention. Apparently, the fight at the United Center between the two schools is akin or this on the same level as two police officers dying and a 32-year-old woman who was protesting against Nazis and white nationalists. So, for those five young men who... No.
The crowd.
The well-actuallys. For those young men who look like, from their timeline, strive for racial equality on every level.
Clearly.
For those five guys, because at least two or three of them have already texted us, you know, because they really need the show to be started off with this. I decry young African-American kids fighting on any level. I think it's ridiculous. And the coach of Orr actually said he will not take his team back to the UC if they can't handle things in a better fashion. I have said for the last few years that I get a little irpy when the McDonald's All-American game comes around because you're going to have 12,000 high school kids. I don't give a damn what race they are. You're going to have 12,000 high school kids in one area. That's problematic. And this other guy, well, this doesn't happen in Barrington. And one of my followers tweeted an actual story from a Barrington high school where a kid took a gun and ammunition, like rounds, like real rounds to school getting ready to do something. And I fell back because I'm not going to go, yay, look at what's happening at the white school. Ha, ha, ha. So for these five individuals who felt like this Charlottesville and the west side of Chicago that didn't even really make the news, but Charlottesville and the west side of Chicago are on the same level. I hope that you young men continue your fight against racial inequalities. I will be making sure that I will be following your timelines to make sure that you are steadfast in your efforts.
I'm very happy, by the way. Let the record show, I am going to praise a text from the 815 who says, I am a farmer. I have been around auctions my whole life, livestock, equipment, land, you name it, and I agree 100%. I have no idea why auctioneering like that is a thing. I've always wondered why they can't just talk normally.
Doesn't it drive the price up, though?
That's what I'm saying. Like somebody text said the anxiety maybe psychologically. You know,
drives, I gotta get it now.
Yeah, exactly.
You can still talk quickly.
Yeah, Dan. I've been caught up
in the moment, and you're like, an extra 50 bucks.
See, but he's saying take the non words out of it.
Take the gibberish.
If you can't understand what you're saying, then you're okay. Sure.
I've always had more success doing.
I've been to one of them that Dan has done that with, and I was watching to see how he was going to handle it, and he was Dan. He was, you know,
we're playing people off each other.
Yeah, we got a bet over here. This young man over here. Yeah, exactly.
You know, you get right up in their face a little bit. You say, I don't know. You looked at your wife, you ask him for permission, I think she's saying yes, and then you guilt him into it because you remind him that it's for charity, right? And it's only another $100.
Guy goes home, there's a divorce filed against him because
I said if you don't stay in on the bidding here, you hate kids with cancer.
Yeah, you gotta stop doing that. You gotta, Dan. Hey, I will do whatever it takes for another hundred bucks.
Can't
guilt people into giving you money.
I ended up selling a trip to Africa.
Trust me.
A trip to Africa for $38,000.
Trust me, Dan.
Just by guilting
them. I know that you've got the money that you wanted out of it, but you can't look
justify the means.
You cannot look a man in the eyes and say, you hate kids with cancer.
I said he might. He might if he didn't bid. If you don't match that, right, you know people are going to start saying about you, and I'm going to start it.
So Dan so, feels better.
He got
the money.
It.
There it is. I've addressed black terrorism on the west side at the United Center.
Nicely done, by the way.
I think we've handled all the social issues we need to handle today.
This segment brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 by mail and a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, a Firestone. You are listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
As the Bears prepare for Game 1 versus the Falcons, The Score continues to bring you the latest on the team's progress. Listen for Bears reports from Zach Zegman live from the practice field, plus input from our team of Bears experts, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears preseason coverage on The Score brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer, and Die Hard, celebrating 50 powerful years, forever Die Hard. Visit SearsAuto.com to find exciting offers and a location near you. And the Holiday Inn Express Bourbon.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Ready? Okay.
We've got paper. Yes, we do. Live gold notebooks, pencils, glue. We got crayons, every hue. School supplies for your whole crew.
Target's got everything you need to ready, set, go back to school.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don't come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions. Don't be
that guy.
Dumb. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent down there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Goff Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. We'll be right back.
locations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
But Gran Torino, I mean, they were trying to make you cringe.
Yeah, they were
like when those guys were on actually on his lawn. Oh, when they were in the basement, that's the scene that you were talking about, Shep. When they're in the basement, he just starts firing things that I had never heard before. I'm like,
what does this mean?
I know this is a movie,
yeah,
but
you're agitated at that point.
I'm uncomfortable. Yes.
This segment brought to you by Jimmy John's. Freaky fast, freaky fresh. Jimmy John's makes fresh, fast, tasty sandwiches. Homemade bread is served freshly baked and locally purchased veggies, and all natural meats are hand-sliced daily. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meet. All right, I brought it up during transition, and this was the Joe Madden 3-4 defense. And I'm wondering what kind of, like, how open-minded are you as a baseball fan to the concept of moving beyond basemen? Obviously, there will be a primary responsibility for someone. As long as we're running around in this direction, and as long as the vectors of the game remain what they are.
Just imagine if they ran clockwise. Yeah,
well, then you're all of a sudden your left fielder becomes a lot more important than your right fielder.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why it just so happens they run that direction. The throw is different. That's why your right fielder needs to be a good fielder. Your left fielder can be an awful fielder. So
who's going to hold on to that idea, though? Like, who's going to be like, no, I need basemen?
Well, and I'm not.
It's like the basketball dude that's still out there.
I'm not
like,
trolling
that guy. No, I know, but it's like, I still need a center. And you got to play from the inside out and that kind of thing. Those dudes are kind of
gone.
Done. Yeah, they're done.
They're gone.
Yeah.
Like, even your all-star rosters now, you don't refer to centers.
Front court, back court.
Front court, back court.
I had this argument with Kenny Smith like 2 or 3 years ago on Sirius XM NBA radio, where I told him, I was like, this is going to be a positionless game. We're going to get rid of 1 through 5. And he's like, no. You're always going to have 1 through 5.
No, you already don't. You're right. It's gone already.
Right.
It's gone.
Yeah. Like, the fact that stretch 4 and stretch 5 are still a thing, you're going to have my shooting big and my pick and pop big and that kind of thing, and my small. Like, the fact that we don't refer to the little guys as smalls is hilarious.
My roll guy, my basket attacking screener, you've got a facilitating point guard, you've got a scoring point.
So removing basemen.
Removing the concept of saying that on any given pitch, you position, other than pitcher and catcher, depending on where your out needs to be made, who is hitting, and especially what we know about likelihoods of where a certain pitch is going to be hit. Put your guys in the space that makes you most likely to win. Have them stand where you're most likely to turn a batted ball into an out or more than one out.
So do you have enough former players who are getting jobs that are radical enough to do this? Are there enough Craig Councils who will be like, you know what, this is how we're going to get down?
I'm not sure how it happens.
And you're going to filter that through the system.
It's shifting, quote unquote, is happening. It bothered me that Rob Manfred is like, well, we're going to cut down on shifting. That's just dumb.
Yeah, you can't.
That's ridiculous.
Can't take away strategy.
Right. Position guys where you should be.
When you don't have a shift now in the outfield or something, you know, when guys are aligned perfectly, I'm like, wait a minute, that's not right.
Straight up, spread out.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas you'd have one guy in a lineup. Per game that you go, okay, you're going to see this weirdness for 3 or 4 times.
It's hard to break viewing habits, though, because when we are used to judging a batted ball by how it looks off the center field camera, and there are more times than ever where you're like, yes, oh, guy's standing right there. And once they cut away to one of the other cameras, the first one, the center field camera shot, the one where you see the pitcher's back, you see the catcher, ball off the bat, you're like, oh, it's like a shot up the middle that hits the back of the mound, and the shortstop is standing right there, or comes right over again on the next shot. Right, and often they might, because they know where you're going to hit the ball. The segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, there's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. What do you think? 312-644-6767. Joe Madden will probably do it again, I would think, depending on situation. Employ that 3-4 defense against Joey Votto, because it's probably the best way to try to get that guy out. It's not easy to do. So a test of your baseball open-mindedness on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Home Loan Expert is a direct-endorsed FHA lender.
we can offer you an FHA streamlined refinance with no appraisal, no lender fees, and save you hundreds of dollars a month. If you currently have an FHA loan and you're not taking advantage of the FHA streamlined refinance, you're throwing money away. Call me now, 773-770-4727. Or you can always apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, lease a new 2017 Ford Focus for $179 per month for 36 months with 2019 due at signing. First month's payment due at signing, $0 security deposit, taxes and fees extra, or get 0% APR for 72 months and $1,000 trade assistance.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and dock fees. All Ford rebates incentives apply. Must qualify. 0% APR for 72 months equals $1,388 per $1,000 financed. See dealer for details. Offers expire 8/31/17.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for